Welcome to the Tip TV Master Investor Show, the first in a series that will be running as the weeks build up to the Grand Master Investor Show. And if you went to this year's, you would have seen Tip TV there. Right, I've got Mr. Sven. He is the CEO. Sven, very good morning to you.
Good morning.
You're known primarily for this Master Investor once a year event, which thousands of people go to. But clearly, there's more to you guys than this event. Tell us more.
Absolutely. So we've been publishing a monthly e-magazine for 1.5 years now. We inherited a number of other publications which we merged into the magazine. We brought together some very exciting authors, and we had the plan to disrupt the British market for investment publications just a little bit, which is why it's for free. You can download it for free every month on our website, masterinvestor.co.uk.
So this is a monthly publication. It's free. Okay. The topic, okay, I've seen the headline. Perhaps we can put that on the screen of this month's Master Investor: Inflation, How to Protect Your Portfolio from the Investor's Worst Enemy. That sounds bloody boring to me.
Yes, inflation on the very surface of it is a very boring subject, and I guess also because of the way it's taught at university, maybe. But it's at the very heart of financial markets and at the heart of your investment success and performance as well. And I think we're in for a bit of a surprise when it comes to inflation. We're now living in this world where the majority of investors just believes and assumes that this extraordinary period of low interest rates or 0% interest rates and low inflation is just going to continue until eternity. And the central banks are playing into that with their repeated reassurances that everything is under control, to which I can only say, are you trying to kid me? Because we've seen £435 billion in fake money being created in the UK in the last couple of years. It's called quantitative easing. This is the politically correct term that is basically pulling the wools over the eyes of the public, in my view. And if you look at the exchange rate of the pound sterling, that's been going down for more than a year and a half already, and significantly so. It's getting a lot of media attention now because of Brexit. It's being politicized. But the truth is, the pound sterling has been on the way down for a very long time. And that's why I'm saying keep an eye out for inflation.
Because a currency devaluing basically intimates you're going to have higher inflation.
Yes, and there are some early indicators for that. And one of them is the linker bond.
Well, I was going to ask you about that because you've got one of your authors, Bill Blaine, who comes on the Tip TV show, very smart guy, and he's looking at linker bonds and what they may tell us about inflation. Now, I'm none the wiser about linker bonds. What exactly are they?
Well, they're a little-known financial instrument, but they're very much a canary in the coal mine when it comes to inflation, because their price rises exponentially when you've got interest rates rising, which is what you have when you get inflation. And lo and behold, in August and September, their price has been rising rapidly. And what this is telling us is that, you know, central banks have become very much politicized. We've seen this in Brexit, where the central bank in the United Kingdom has been very much an instrument, basically, of the government propaganda. By now, this has all been, it's become very obvious what kind of political game they've been playing with us. And that's going on a much grander scale when it comes to interest rates, quantitative easing, inflation. And at no time in history has lasting prosperity and economic growth ever been created by simply printing more money. If it was that easy, you know,
everyone
would do it. You've got thousands of years of history to show that it never works. It creates a short-term solution, but eventually it comes back to haunt you. And this is why we think that inflation is the number one subject right now to, you know, keep your eye out for.
Okay, so let's say that you're right in your analyses. What can investors do to protect themselves from inflation?
This is what we've dedicated the entire issue to right now. It's our cover story, as you mentioned. And we've been basically just now with that issue publishing a number of articles about what investors can do, private ordinary investors can do, to protect themselves against inflation or possibly even benefit from it and make some money out of this trend. Our lead story is about 5 inflation-beating dividend shares, which is written by John Kingham, an excellent equity analyst who's writing regularly for us. We've had our regular contributor, Nick Sudbury, very well established with our readership, write about strategies that investors can adopt from a more high-level perspective, how to deal with this. And then, not to be forgotten, we've also got our monthly Melon on the Markets column, which is our most popular column of
everything Mellon.
Everything that we publish, yes, it's Jim Mellon's view of the world in an uncensored way, and all I can say is ignore his advice and his views at your own peril.
Peril, yeah. Okay, so what else is on offer in the magazine?
So the latest issue is more than 80 pages, and there's a lot to delve into. We've also got our millennial entrepreneur and investor Caroline Druitt writing another article in there about how young people can build a property portfolio. And Caroline has built her own business and her own property portfolio before she's even hit 30. This is the kind of author that works for us, people who've actually done it, not people who write from an ivory tower and give good advice but haven't got much to show for. We have very hands-on, successful people writing for us as authors. So she's got something in there. And also we've got one article about how you can position yourself for a possible election victory of Donald Trump, and that's in our forensic forex column.
Okay, so Mr. Trump, is he going to win?
I don't have a crystal ball either, but I would say it is more likely than not that he is going to win. We all watch a lot about the election, and I think the main mistake that a lot of investors are right now doing is to pay too much attention to what the mainstream media is writing about. There's one interesting statistic that few people would be aware of. In the United States, you have four times as many journalists who are Democrats than you've got journalists who are Republicans. And I've just actually checked before I came here the number for the press corps that is at the White House. There are 72 registered journalists at the White House. Take a guess how many of them are Republicans.
No idea.
Zero.
Right.
That tells you something.
Wowee. Right, so just to recap, we're going to do this slot how many times a month?
Three times a month.
Okay, covering the magazine.
The magazine, latest developments about the upcoming events. Next year there will not just be our flagship event, but also a number of other events as well. And I think we'll bring you a couple of interesting ideas for speaking to our authors and just making this a little bit of fun.
Brilliant. And finally, for anybody who's interested in getting the free publication, what's the website again?
It's called masterinvestor.co.uk, and you find everything on their daily blog, subscription for our e-letter, monthly magazine. Check it out.
All for free. Sounds well. That's my tip. TV tip of the day. Anything that's free that's going to help me, it's got to be good, isn't it?
Thanks, Nick.
Thank you.